It is very different this year than a normal year. We would have stopped having fires about the middle of May, and instead we're just continuing our spring fire season into the summer.
Numbers, how are we doing? How many have we had so far that you count as real fires?
We have responded to 140 wildfires since January 1st, and that has burned over 6,000 acres of national forest and private lands.
Is that above, below average? What do we normally count as an average year?
That would be about average for the entire year. So we're running pretty far above average, and our numbers this summer don't look to go down unless we get some significant rain, which doesn't appear likely.
So do we have the possibility that spring fire season is just going to continue through the summer into the fall fire season?
I think that's a very distinct possibility. The long-range weather forecasts are calling for more of the same. Our fuels are very, very dry, and it doesn't look like we've got rain coming anytime soon.
What do we have that's active right now?
Actually, today we're very quiet. We haven't had new starts for a couple of days, but that could change any time. We've had fires that have started from lightning. We've had fires started from haying equipment, and so any kind of a heat source can start a fire at this point.
Back on the 4th of July, we had one big fire over on the east side that you folks thought was arson-caused. Has there been any developments in tracking that at all since then?
That is still under investigation, and that's all I've heard about that one at this point.
So this kind of summer doesn't happen very often. This kind of fire season doesn't either. So when was the last time we saw anything like this at all?
There have been a couple of hot and dry summers, but the one that I remember that's closest to this would be 1980. And I think before that, you'd have to go back to the three-year drought period in the 1950s to find anything that's even close to the conditions we're experiencing this year.
I suppose a lot of things have changed, though, in the 62 years and the 32 years since those two fires in terms of knowing how to control a fire once one gets started or how to put it out. Would that be right?
I think so. We've learned some things about strategies and tactics, and we're pretty good at putting out fires. But, you know, in these conditions, fires are running faster. They're getting up into the crowns of trees like you see out west, which is very unusual for Missouri. So we have to be very careful and, be alert to get out to fires and start suppressing them just as soon as we can.
Any injuries or anything like that in this long stretch of fires that we've had in Missouri?
There have been a couple of heat-related illnesses associated with some firefighters over the last couple weeks when we had that stretch of 100-degree-plus weather. No one was seriously injured, but it is a concern for everybody who's out trying to suppress fires at this time of year.
What was the biggest one that we've had so far among this 6,000 acres that's burned?
We had one that was about 1,625 acres over on our Ava unit in the last couple weeks.
Was that down in Taney County?
Yes, it was.
Okay. That's what I thought. That was the one that I last remembered hearing from. They said it was about 13 to 1,500 at the time we talked to somebody.
Right, yeah. I think 1,625 was the final acreage on that one.
Do your firefighters need to have a break? Are they getting pretty well used up at all?
We have had a little bit of a lull, so the firefighters have been able to get home and get some rest. We've also brought in firefighters from about 15 other states surrounding and as far away from Alaska and Maine to help out with the effort. And we do have the capability of calling on other folks as needed to help our firefighters and to give them a rest if they need it.
You know, this is really unusual because, in my experience, Missouri has been a state that has sent firefighters to other states instead of being a state that has welcomed other firefighters here.
Absolutely. In normal years, we would send probably about 10, 20-person crews out west to help with western fires. But so far this year, all our folks are staying home to take care of business here.
Is one of the big differences this year the lack of Missouri's famous summer humidity?
Yes, that is true. We've had very, very low humidities for this time of year, and that, of course, dries out the fuels, which makes them much more susceptible to burning. It makes the fires move faster, burn hotter, and it enables even the live fuels to start burning.
I guess one good thing is that even though It's been, what, about a week that we've had temperatures only in the 90s. The humidity has been up a little bit, and that's been helpful.
Right. It has come up into the 30s and 40s, which sounds okay, but we should be in the 50s or 60s at this time of year with overnight humidities back in the 90s and 100%, and that's just not happening. So the fuels are continuing to dry out, and we're just off the charts on all of our fire indices that we use to predict fire behavior.
I suppose you have all of the fire limits and fire bans in effect now that you had it the first of the month.
Yes, we still have a temporary restriction on open fire, except in a developed campground or picnic area in a fire ring. So I know that's probably inconveniencing a few of our forest visitors, but it is really important to not have those heat sources out to where they can start a fire.
What has this done to the visitation in the forest, to tourism in the Mark Twain National Forest?
Well, I'm not so sure that the actual fires have stopped visitors, but I do know that we've been seeing some lower visitor levels because of the heat.
Are there lakes or ponds or things like that in the forest?
Yes, there are. We have some wonderful rivers. We have some lakes and ponds to visit. But, of course, just like with private landowners, the water levels are dropping. And so hopefully at some point we'll get some rain and that'll help.
Well, I was kind of wondering what the canoeing is like on the Ozark Scenic Rivers right now, because I've been down there when it seems to me the water's been terribly low, and I felt like
in a normal year.
Yeah, I felt like I pulled my canoe for 20 miles.
Right. Well, I'll find out tomorrow. I'm going to take a float with my family on the Upper Merrimack, so I'm hoping we're not going to drag too much.
But I just wondered if you're seeing some of the smaller water impoundments in the forest that are starting to dry up the way a lot of farm ponds are drying up. Some of them are looking pretty broken up and bad and dry.
Right, and I haven't heard anybody reporting that, but I'm sure that the ponds and smaller lakes we have are suffering just like the privates are.
What kind of distress are the animals under in these times?
You know, a lot of Missouri wildlife are adapted to changing weather conditions, and so I'm sure they are under some heat stress, just like your pets would be if they're outside for too long. But most of our animals are adapted and will probably weather it without a whole lot of ill effects.
You got through the 4th of July reasonably well, it sounds like, even though we did have a lot of fires. But did you see a lot of fires that you were worried would happen around the 4th of July because of fireworks or campers or things like that?
Absolutely. You know, again, any heat source is starting fires now, and so the more people you have in the woods and the more heat sources that are available, we were very worried that fires would start in areas that would be difficult to control and that would affect a lot of public and some of our neighbors that have private lands interspersed with the National Forest.
Yeah. Any private property damage at all so far?
Yes, there was one fire that we responded to in Madison County where a structure burned. It was an old schoolhouse that someone was trying to renovate. And I believe there were a few other outbuildings in some areas that also burned.
Okay. 6,000 acres out of how many million in the Mark Twain?
We have 1.5 million acres of national forest land on the Mark Twain National Forest.
Okay, so you've lost 6,000 acres of that.
And the 6,000 includes some private lands. Because of the way that our ownerships are intermingled, when we respond to a fire, it doesn't matter if it's national forest or private land, we're going to put her out.
Okie dokie. Your equipment's all in good shape. You've had time to clean it up and take care of it.
We're doing some maintenance, and we have a couple in the shop, and we'll be trying to make sure everything is ready to go when the next one starts.